All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Now, what does it mean to really market in a authentic way? You know, I hear it and I've said it. We didn't go through graduate school, the majority of us, and during the graduate, you know, studies of mental health, whether it's social work, licensed in marriage, family therapists, psychologists, more than likely in that program itself, there were not, you know, a lot of business related courses. You may have one or two, right? But I doubt in that program itself, with those realms, you know, your core courses were focused on that. Now, I've met many clinicians where they've got an MBA on the side. It's a local colleague here, and I'm in Greensboro, in case you weren't familiar with it, North Carolina, repping the Panthers, repping Carolina Tar Heels. Now, if you're listening, you're like, oh, I'm a Duke fan, I'm a State fan. Hey, let's just say I like basketball in general, but you may see me in a certain shade of blue, right? Now, in getting to know different colleagues, we didn't study marketing during graduate school. That doesn't mean, though, that it can limit us. I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that we studied a different type of marketing in mental health programs, right? Perhaps like the typical MBA. I was mentioning a colleague of mine, Dr. Tom Murray. He went and got an MBA and did a lot of like business related items, and getting to know them, you know, I've learned that there's these intricacies, right, that you may pick up going into those programs, which is wonderful. And if you're a clinician listening, that could be an avenue that you take on, right? You build yourself up, you learn, you grow, and then you filter that right back into your business, and you'll see it amplifying growth. Now, for this podcast, that's the direction that you can take, right? Today, we're focusing on marketing with a foundation of authenticity, marketing with a foundation of building and fostering and nurturing and leveling up wonderful relationships. And I think there's these two domains when it comes to building a business in the area of marketing. And one goes into like that MBA track, and the other goes into what we studied in our programs, whether you're a psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, licensed clinical mental health counselor, all of these mental health programs, even, you know, my certified rehabilitation counselors. Hello. As a side note, if you didn't know that, my master's was in a master's in rehabilitation counseling. So, you know, I definitely could have taken the direct track going right into VR, vocational rehab. I wanted to merge them too, but it's a story for a different day. Now, I find that we, and this is something really important to listen to, I find that we in our space of going through graduate school, we learned a lot when it comes to marketing. Maybe we just don't give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, we learn how to listen. We learn how to pay attention, how to observe, right? And that's what individuals, when they go and get an MBA, a lot of that's their focus, right? Learn about your market. You know, analyze the space around you. We do that. We bring someone into our session, close the door, and then we observe, right? We observe, oh, their head went down. What does that mean? Their hands are shaking, right? They're restless. They're picking at their nails. What does that mean? Right? We are picking up all of that. We're documenting it, and it helps us to get a case conceptualization. In the business world, though, they name it differently. Instead of naming it a case conceptualization, they may utilize the word of an avatar, right? Get to know your potential customer. So this is where I want you to slow down a bit and say with me, I got it. I got this. I can market my business. Now, that's not me saying that, you know, we have every single thing it needs to take. You know, sometimes you still need to outsource, or you may just not want to do any of this, right? It's okay to put this job on someone else that you outsource it to. The marketing from a space of authenticity, I think it helps counselors stop reaching for something else and really just hug themselves and say, okay, well, what do I have? What tools do I currently have? So let's start there. You know, I think I think just about every counselor I've met is able to build a healthy relationship with someone else, right? Specifically a client. They're able to listen to the client, pay attention, focus. They're able to pay beautiful attention to the point that the next time the client comes in, they can repeat something to the client. They can say, hey, you said blah, blah, blah last time, right? And they're like, you know what? I did say blah, blah, blah last time. And that's like a beautiful aspect because you can bridge the gap, right? You can bridge the gap when it comes to marketing. And here's how. What you can do is you can look at, all right, how do I want to share this product or marketing tool to the world so that they hear it and they respond appropriately and effectively? And you know what? Here's how we can look at that. Let's say that you wanted to, we're going to use one example of many. Let's say you wanted to use a blog post and you're like, I just have no idea how to write this thing or how to really put it out there. Whether it's a big blog post, 2,000 words on your website or just something on social media. Well, slow down. You know, take an inward look. And you're going to realize that you know a lot and you're aware of a lot. So more than likely, you're going to realize that you've had many clients you've worked with who've came to you and said, you know, I'm really struggling with my sleep. And then you ask them something like, well, tell me more about that. What's happening with your sleep? And then they break it down for you. Then you ask more questions. What time is this happening? What's happening around 11? And then, you know, I lay there and I toss and turn. I can't sleep. I can't think. And I'm just trying to get my brain to stop so I can get some rest. And then you stop for a moment and you go, that's it, right? That's enough of a marketing item. And it's authentic because it's happened. And it's genuine because it's real. And you could bring that, right? It could be a post, social media, Facebook post. And it's a picture of someone struggling to sleep, right? They're rubbing their eyes. They can't sleep. And then below it, you write, you know, at night, do you toss and turn? At night, do you want to sleep? But you feel like you can't. Right? And then what you're doing there is you're speaking from a position of this is real, right? This is genuine, this is raw. This is what's happening. And when you stop for a moment, you're like, wow, I did all that. And you did, right? You did that because you're a counselor, you're a clinician, you know, you're a practitioner, someone that sits with people and you have this depth of awareness of what's happening in the lives of individuals. And really, marketing is bridging the gap, you know, from the depth of all that information you have to how do you put it out there so that it speaks to the individual. And yes, you can look at pain points, but also just speaking to the individual. You know, the other day I was getting off work and I was like, man, I feel like I don't have enough time. You know, I want to be able to do this and that. And someone could market that. They could be like, do you feel like you're in your 30s and you don't have enough time? And if I read that, I go, yeah, that feels like it's me. And it's because it's real, right? It's the real things that people feel. And that's a lot different than a post of, you know, do you struggle with anxiety? And it's not that that post is wrong or ineffective. You're just layering it, right? Is one more effective than another? Could one be more effective than another? So that's, you know, that's something to look at, to think about. And once again, and a wonderful way to just reassure yourself to say, okay, I got this. You know, this is not that far away from me. I'm able to do it. There's a couple of important keys when it comes to marketing in an authentic way. And the first one, and it talks about what we're discussing here, is that language. I ran across this website the other day and it was beautifully written. This individual, they shared about two or three paragraphs of all of their credentials. And I was amazed. I was like, wow, look at the devotion, right? The energy, the commitment to the field of mental health this person is putting in. And they listed CEUs, they listed certifications. And again, I'm thinking, beautiful. Because if I'm going to work with somebody, right? If I have an injury and I break my knee and I need to get some surgery, it's important for me to like have some information of this person's legit credentials and expertise. So I'm scanning through it and I'm thinking about being authentic and marketing in an authentic way. And then as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, how many clients are able to land on this page and read through all these credentials and know what they mean? Like, I know what they mean because I've seen them in workshops. I've seen them in conferences. And I know what they mean because they're in my realm. They're in my space, right? This is my clinical space. And an example of a space is like, if you're a parent, you'll definitely get this. My kids now, they're growing up. They're between 7 and 10, and they'll use language that, you know, I have to catch up on, to be honest with you. Like, you know, when I was a kid, we'd use words like sketch, when sketch means or meant like, oh, that's kind of odd, right? And now I hear my daughter say that's sus, right? Sus, not even that, you know, just a short little abbreviated word. And I go, well, what does that mean? And then she laughs and then she breaks it down. So I bring that up as an example, because if you've got your website like this individual had it, and it's not, again, that they did something wrong. The question is more of, is it written in an authentic way? And does the language connect to the appropriate people? So there, when my daughter says that's sus, her language did not connect to me, right? It's not that she did anything wrong or that I did anything wrong. Is that she said this term and I felt out of the loop. I felt disconnected. And when it comes to marketing is focused on relationship building. And when you look at building a relationship, it has to have that element of relationship building and connection. Mold that over for a second. So as you continue to think about that, look across all of your marketing platforms. Look at your social media pages. Look at your website, the flyers that you send out in the community, your business card, and ask yourself, does this build a connection? Does it bridge that gap? Is this authentic? Does it connect to what I'm seeing and hearing when those doors close and a counseling session begins? The next item when it comes to marketing from a position of authenticity and really focusing on wanting to build a relationship, which again, that's what marketing is about. It's about building relationships. Whether it's that you're building a relationship with that person that is clicking that button of call to action, such as your schedule now button, or it's building a long-term relationship with someone that joins you on your email list. This next one is has a lot to do with feeling that you can only share so much of yourself. And I think there's this change really happening in the private practice space, the mental health space, not just the private practice space. You know, way back when, right, a counselor would say, lay down, look the other way, and tell me how you feel. And now, you know, you land on someone's website, and before that person is even your client, you may have already shared something about you. Or maybe they're able to research you. They look up, you know, Dr. blah, 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 and they find out that you have a dog, right? Snooping around the internet, they can find so much about you. So with that, you know, it's looking at how can you lean into that? Lean into it from a place of connection and relationship building. And I'll share an example with you. It's this colleague of mine, and he's in his 30 to 40 year range, and he's a single dad. And he talks about that in his marketing approach, which I find interesting, but also I find very unique, and I find really important, because, you know, maybe there's parents out there that were in a relationship and now they're separated and they're looking for a counselor, a great counselor, but they may also be looking for somebody that gets it, right? Because if you haven't underwent like a custody battle, right, you can understand it from a different perspective. Maybe you can understand it from the literature. Maybe you can understand it from reading a couple of case studies. Maybe you can understand it by being connected to a family member that went through it. Yet there is a difference, right? There is this unique difference of you being the one to go through it. And I think as practitioners, we comprehend that, right? We comprehend that when you're working with someone and maybe it's a parent that says they lost their child, that you really want to sit with that, right? You know, do you say, oh, I understand. Well, slow down for a moment, right? Do you? And what I'm highlighting here is being able to, from your end, look at your own identity. And this has a lot to do with marketing. Look at your own identity and think about what layers of it you can share with the world so that it can let them know, you know, relatability. This person might understand me. This person might get me. Personal examples of my end, you know, sharing that I came to the U.S. As a child. You know, I was under 10 years old and I came to the U.S. and didn't know English. So that's something unique, right? That's something unique where not a lot of people may have experienced that. I went through 3 different middle schools, right? That's also something unique that not a lot of people have gone through, right? So there's like elements of that have to do with instability. There's elements of that have to do with acculturation. And there's also looking at how can I as a clinician share this while maintaining boundaries, which are really important. I know a lot of you are thinking, what about boundaries? What about boundaries? What about keeping that distance? Yes, that's important. That's pivotal. And there is a difference, right? There's a difference that you can look at how it shows up in a counseling session. So let me give you an example. Let's say for marketing, I want to work with individuals that have struggled with change in their life. And I share my unique experience. I share that, you know, I went from the Dominican Republic, moving to the U.S., and then navigated 3 different middle schools, and it was difficult. And I share this because maybe it connects to something that's happened in your life. And then I add some more items to it of why I got into counseling. So someone reads it and they go, you know, this relates to me. Maybe the person that reads it comes from a military family. Maybe their parents were in the military and they moved from place to place. And they were like, you know what? I think I relate to Dr. Santos here. So they reach out. So far, so good, right? In marketing, I'm being authentic. I showed up in a very genuine way. Boundaries are maintained. Now, this is where things can go into this like negative space. And this is where I think it's important for us to talk about it so that you see in a very clear way, like where is that line of going too far? So that would be if, you know, you start that session and the person says, you know, through their intake, I mean, of course, we're asking them, how did you hear about us, blah, blah, blah. And they go, you know, I read that piece that you wrote and it really spoke to me. Now, that moment, you know, I can say, well, you know, I really appreciate you reading that. And I'm glad it spoke to you. Let's look at, you know, what brought you in. Tell me a little bit more about you. Right. So that's one avenue I can take. The other is I can go, well, let me tell you more about that piece. And now I make all that whole session all about me and the next session all about me. Right. That's where that line needs to be drawn, that you can use your authentic experiences to bridge the gap. Right. To build connection, a spark of connection. And then once that spark has taken place, that's what allows the client to feel just a little bit more comfortable and feel like they can relate to you. And then from there, right, you are being ethical, you are being competent, you're allowing them to hold that space, to continue to utilize that space in an effective way versus making it about you, the counselor. The last item that I want to look at when it comes to marketing in an authentic way, and again, it's marketing in an authentic way means you being you. Right, you're not trying to be somebody else, because don't do that. Don't do that, right? And I mean that in like all caps, bold, right? That could backfire. Let me just share why, right? Let's say you write something like that, the example that I gave you, and you say, well, that, you know, I'm gonna make this up and say that's me, to bring people in, and somebody comes in and then they say, hey, you know, I read your thing. You know, you can't take that story too far if it's not yours. So that's where you want to make sure you're being authentic and you're being yourself versus, you know, throwing out these cheesy statements that can lead to, of course, dishonesty, but also leading the client, leading yourself in the wrong direction. The last takeaway when it comes to building an authentic practice and really showing up for that marketing effort in a manner of building relationships is thinking about a relationship, right? Now, when you're marketing, not all approaches are going to lead to this like middle term or long term relationship. Sometimes it is going to be just a post that you put about you, and it relates to the person, and then they reach out and schedule an appointment. Other times it could lead to something a little bit longer. So you want to think about tools when it comes to marketing. What tool can help you show up in an authentic way and build, sustain, nourish a relationship so that when the client is ready, they can reach out to you. I'm an affiliate for a couple of programs. One of them is Converter Kit, and where I'll tell you how it plugs in here. As a side note, you know, when it comes to being an affiliate, I always like to be transparent. I highlight products that I utilize, tools that I use, tools that I've used for a good amount of time to know their ups and downs. This tool I use when it comes to marketing, Converter Kit, I'm able to utilize it where I have my email list in there. And it starts all the way from a pop-up and or other forms I have embedded in my website. So if you ever go to my website, this is for my counseling practice, santoscounseling.com. Go on there and you're going to see that you have a little pop-up. That pop-up, I typically give the person a freebie, right? So I'm going to walk you through one example of a funnel. And this is using that Converter Kit, which, as a side note, strongly recommend it. I would love if you use my affiliate link. That way it kicks me back a couple of points. And you know, you can benefit from it. So on the show notes of this episode, scroll down and you'll see where it says Converter Kit. Click on that, and then you'll be able to utilize the affiliate link that connects to me. Greatly appreciate it, my friends. Going back for a moment, you're on the website, and this is santoscounseling.com. You're on the website, you see the pop-up. From the pop-up, you're going to see it's going to give you something free. Now, this is where you could look at what do you want to be like the high five of a relationship, you know, that first introduction. So this is where you think about, like, you meet somebody at a conference and you go, hey, I'm Dr. Santos. It's really good to meet you. Tell me more about you. On a website, it's a little different, but it's still an introduction. As an example I've had for mine where people land on it and it says, here's a free mood journal, you know, to get you started and exploring, getting to know how you feel on a day-to-day basis. So for some people, that's a tool they want to use. Once they fill out their information, first name, email, utilizing Converter Kit on the back end, I log in and I see day after day all of the people that are putting their name in there and their email. And then from there, I have this built-out system, which is super simple to use, which is why I like using them, that I send them one email and then two. And it's set up where they get these multiple emails in the beginning just saying, hey, this is who we are. This is who our counseling practice is. This is how we got started. And then I'm giving support. I'm saying, here's some tools for anxiety. Here's how you can use the mood journal in a really effective way. And then whenever you're ready to take that step to work with a counselor, here are counselors in the group practice that can help you. So I've got all this stuff built in, and it's authentic, it's genuine, it's focused on building a sustainable relationship, right? It's not one of these relationships of you meet somebody at a bar and you go, hey, will you marry me? Right? It's you meet them at the bar and then that, you know, you got their number. And then day two, you text and say, hey, it was really good to meet you. And then day three, it builds until years later, it's something that's really strong. So as time goes forward, I have about once a month that I send out emails to everyone on there that's clicked on that initial form. And it's giving them supportive tools, letting them know that, you know, here's how you can self-advocate, engage on a personal level to improve life, to improve your mental health. I may highlight different tools that I found useful, like a helpful book or a helpful podcast. And I'll tell you, my friends, time after time, there's a strong percentage, because we measure these things, of individuals that come in and become a client. And they're saying, hey, I've been on that email list. They don't call it the email list, but I've been getting it. What they'll say is, I've been getting your emails for X amount of time. So that's a tool that I use, a tool that I encourage you to look at, Converter Kit. On the show notes, click on it. That has an affiliate link, so I really appreciate that. The end point here for today's episode is you've got your business and you're thinking about How can you build these relationships with your partners in the community, your clients, so that it's sustainable, right? It fosters a genuine, authentic relationship. They get to know you, you get to know them. My hope is that you're able to go through this and you're able to pull out some key items. One of the most important ones is you being comfortable on being yourself, right? Yes, draw an ethical line, but be yourself. People appreciate you when you let that layer of vulnerability down just a little bit to create, this is who you are, right? Outside of the credentials, outside of the title, you know, this is who you are. You like to travel, right? I like to travel. And it may not be that the client wants to hear everywhere that you traveled, but they just may want to hear that you're well-versed. They may want to hear that you're, you know, you're interested in different cultures, and that may speak to them. The other point to look at is keep an eye on the language that you utilize, from the social media posts to your website. The language that has to get away from that diagnostic language, right? Because I give you that example of my daughter when she says, "Dad, you're being sus," right? I'm like, what does that mean? So we're using different language. What language are your clients speaking? Figure that out, and that's the language that you want to speak. The last one, plug in a tool. I talked about ConvertKit today. Plug in that tool. Use the link on the show notes. Build out your email list. ConvertKit makes it so easy so that you don't feel overwhelmed. And if you get stuck with it, there's tons of helpful videos. Also, reach out to me. I don't mind taking up some time out to say, hey, you know, this is kind of how I did mine. Here's what I found successful, right? We're here to help each other out. My friends, if you have not done so, hey, do me a kindness. Send some love this way. You're listening to the podcast. Look at where you're listening. Pull up that app. Scroll down. Go to reviews. Leave me a 5-star review. Tell me what you're enjoying about the podcast. Share it with some friends. I'll see you in the next episode. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your 6-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that? Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.